it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello there, Vaughn Bennison once again with this edition of New Horizons. Welcome to the program. As I indicated last week, I attended the roundtable on information access for people with a print disability, and I'll be bringing you some recordings from that conference over the next few weeks. We'll start this week, though, with an award presentation. To tell us more about it and introduce the recipient, here's Neil Jarvis, the president of the roundtable.
Roundtable introduced this Lifetime Achievement Award in 2009. The award recognises people who have made an outstanding contribution to print disability sector. The citation on the trophy is in print and in braille. The criteria includes, there are a number of items that people need to meet, but just some of them are that they must have made an outstanding contribution to print disability, as I said earlier. The person must have personal, academic or professional achievements to their name. They must have demonstrated leadership, innovation and creativity. And they must have a personal interest and community involvement it must be a long period of service. The most recent recipient of the award in 2015 was our long-standing executive committee member and conference organiser in recent years, Elizabeth Wegner. She was an all-round accessibility information accessibility stalwart and obviously, by definition, a huge fan and contributor to the roundtable. It turned out this was an even more appropriate award than even we thought so at the time. Elizabeth was professionally and personally very close to our long-standing administrator, Tammy Axelson. Tammy was delighted when we chose Elizabeth, her long-standing friend and colleague, for the 2015 award. As you all know now, a few weeks after we presented Elizabeth with the award, Tammy died. This tragedy was sudden, completely unexpected, and devastating to all of us who knew her. And you can imagine the impact it had on Elizabeth. When we started to work through all the ramifications of losing Tammy, we had a discussion about how we could ensure that her contribution to Roundtable and to the print disability sector would be appropriately acknowledged. Had she lived, Tammy Axelson would, I'm certain, have been a recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award at some time in the future. We were never able to make that award to her. We decided that we could go one better. We could make Tammy associated with the award every year from now on. So that is why we have decided to rename the award, and from this year onwards, it will be known as the Tammy Axelson Lifetime Achievement Award. And just as in 2015, the winner was a source of real pleasure for Tammy, I know the recipient of this year's award would have delighted her as well. Tammy, like all of us, thought highly of this person. And if she's looking down on us tonight, she'll be giving her stamp of approval to this choice. This year's winner has spent most of his working life in the commercial sector rather than the public or not-for-profit sectors. He demonstrates that you can make a difference and you can change people's lives for the better regardless of where in the print disability industry you happen to sit. So this year's winner of the 2016 Tammy Axelson Lifetime Achievement Award is Nigel Herring. You can tell by the response to that just how popular this award will be this year and how much everyone in this room, and I know everyone else in the sector, will think it's well earned. I first met Nigel in the UK. I was still in the UK then. It was at the 2000 Site Village exhibition, and those of you who won't know probably that Site Village is the largest adaptive technology equipment and services exhibition in the UK, held in Birmingham each year. Appropriately enough, I met Nigel in the bar. Nigel was over in the UK promoting the Takata software, and we'll talk a little bit about that in a moment. But that's when I first met Nigel, but very briefly at that time. Our paths didn't cross again for many years after that. Probably a good 10 or 11 years, I would guess, after that. So I've only really known Nigel myself for a few years, really. But there are some people in this room, I'm sure, who've known him for a lot longer than that. Nigel has actually been in the business of working in the print distributed sector for, we reckon, about 38 years. Nigel was managing the old studios, and indeed led the transition from the old Clark & Smith system to the cassette system for talking books. And then he went and moved to Wormald and had time with that company, and also with Pulse Data. And then eventually he set up Pentronix. Nigel is, I think many of us would say, the Emboso guru of Australia and New Zealand. Especially Index, but really he'll turn his hand to anything. It's probably fair to say that he's a guru on any Emboso model that's ever been made. He still repairs Perkins Brailers. He still repairs Opticons, I've heard. He certainly was repairing Opticons 20, 30 or more years ago. He's very versatile, and in the 90s, Nigel got into software and was behind the launch of the Picture Braille Tactile Graphics software, and in 1994 he started work on the Takata Braille Music software. But we reached out and we asked someone who has known Nigel for a long, long time, and a former recipient, in fact, of the Lifetime Achievement Award, Bruce Maguire. And we asked Bruce what he could tell us of his memories of Nigel. And he said, I think I've known Nigel since 1978. When we first met, he was servicing and repairing adaptive technology products. At that time, Nigel was the only person in Australia who had the expertise to service the Opticon, and of the dwindling few of us who still depend on our Opticons in our daily lives, Nigel is still the only person in Australia and one of the only people in the world. But it's not just that Nigel knows how to service adaptive technology. Whether it's an Opticon, a Perkins Brailer, a Braille Note, Faria Light Smart Braille Display, an Everest Braille Embosser, an Index Braille Box, a Braille 400 high-speed embosser, a CCTV, many more besides. We know that Nigel will be able to fix that if it's humanly possible. It's more importantly, Nigel knows how essential this technology is for those of us who are blind or have low vision. And he has 100% 24/7 commitment to making sure that we're able to get the maximum benefit from it and that we don't have to take out another mortgage to do it. This is Bruce goes on to say, when I and others hear about a new product in the adaptive technology space, one of the first questions we ask is, will Nigel be servicing it? If the answer is no, then we're much less likely to give it serious consideration, because we know that Nigel is not only a highly qualified engineer and technician, he's also honest, trustworthy, loyal, dedicated to what he does, and totally focused on the goals and the needs of his customers. Yep. I'd say that Nigel goes above and beyond what is required, but with Nigel, there is no above and there is no beyond. It's all just part of who he is. And Bruce ends by saying, Nigel is indeed a deserving and worthy recipient of this year's Tammy Axelson Lifetime Achievement Award. More than most, more than he probably realises himself, one of Nigel's most enduring lifetime achievements is that he has made it possible for so many of us who are blind or have another print disability to achieve our goals and to live inclusively with dignity and greater independence. And if you ask me, you can't get a better tribute than that from a better source than that. And so, Nigel, it is with great pleasure that we want to award you this year the 2016 Tammy Axelson Lifetime Achievement Award.
That was Neil Jarvis there, President of the Roundtable on Information Access for People with Print Disabilities. We'll be hearing from Neil in future programs. Now, here's Nigel's acceptance speech.
If I've recovered from the emotion of the moment, just let me put this down. I'm told that a speech is best if it's like a miniskirt. Short enough to hold your interest, but long enough to cover the content. I thought I'd start with that, but it seems a little incongruous after sitting down there and hearing your life dissected. and it's probably something that I can tell you you don't want done for yourself. When Neil approached me on Saturday, I thought, hello. He's going to ask a technical question or something's broke and he wants it fixed, like his fridge. or then I got hopeful and I thought maybe he wants to buy a Braille embosser. And I thought maybe he wants to sell me a Braille display. The furthest thing from my mind was that he would ask me if I would receive this award. Because it's something that I would never have considered for myself. I guess, yes, I've spent almost all of my working life involved in adaptive technology or blindness and low vision to some degree. And it won't be very long until it has been my lifetime. So I guess the first half of that title is correct. I've never particularly thought, and when I look at and think back on previous recipients of this award, I don't think it's company that I would have put myself in. I guess I don't consider what I've achieved. It's just what I do, guys. So I think, look, the gratification and the rewards of working in with these people, with you guys, and with all the other people that aren't in this room at the moment, is seeing. I don't know. I think I think it was Francis said yesterday, or maybe the day before, in one of the sessions, is seeing people like Geordie and Sam and Scotty over there, and many many others, grow up, achieve things themselves in life, and be in a position within this company here. That is the reward that really works for me. And so. I'm very grateful to accept this award. I'm very humbled to accept this award. And even more so with the name of somebody else on there. It's very special to me that it's got Tammy's name on there. So thank you, Neil. Thank you, everybody. Whoever nominated me, thank you. And whoever was silly enough to endorse it, thank you also.
Well done. Well done.
Thanks, buddy. Really good. That is awesome.
And on behalf of all of us here at BCA, let me add my congratulations to Nigel Herring for winning the Tammy Axelson Lifetime Achievement Award. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Blind Citizens Australia can be contacted on 1800 033 660 or by email on bca@bca.org.au. Don't forget, if you'd like to donate to BCA, there is a link on the webpage that'll tell you more about that at bca.org.au. Take care until next week when we look towards new horizons.
We'll achieve the realization of a dream. Of our dream.